Welcome to the Illuminate Orthodontic Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Setta. Today, I'm excited to share a special live episode that we recorded in Austin, Texas, during the recent Ortho Innovation Summit hosted by Cale Owen. As you know, all of the Illuminate podcasts are recorded in person anyway, but this marks only the second occasion where we've recorded in front of a live audience, and our audience was quite lively at that. This podcast also is just the second time the Illuminate team has been in person together, as my sound engineer Skylar flew in from New Jersey, and musical director Tom came over from England just for the event. For this special edition of Illuminate Live, I'm joined by three orthodontic innovators for a roundtable discussion on the future of the profession. We have a fantastic conversation that I hope you find not just informative, but inspirational. Before we dive in, I'm really looking forward to the AAO annual session in New Orleans this year. NOLA is one of my favorite cities, and the AAO has once again put together an excellent program for us. I'll also be speaking on Friday, May 3rd, at Dynaflex's pre-AAO symposium, where I'm honored to join Drs. Tito Norris, Chad Foster, Michael Williams, and Carlos Flores Mir. If you're interested in joining us at that event, please sign up at dynaflex.com. And now, without further ado, we're on to today's live episode.
I think it's not just the technology, but the integration. It's the same with digital technology. We've got so many of the pieces of the puzzle. It's how do we use all of them together to better the process. Individually, they don't move the needle significantly, but together, collectively, night and day.
I'm Dr. Chris Setta, and I'm shining a light on the innovators of our profession. Welcome to the Illuminate Orthodontic Podcast, live! Hey, let's hear it, everybody! On today's show, my guests are Dr. Brandon Owen, Melanie Wang, and Jason Cope. Welcome to the podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Awesome.
You're great.
Good. Thank you.
Ooh, I can hear the crowd. It's electric. Everybody have a beverage?
Yes.
We are at the Cale Owen Ortho Innovation Summit 2024. Super excited to be here with a great panelist of innovators. We're at the Thompson Hotel, Austin, Texas. Beautiful venue. To my right here, Dr. Brandon Owen.
Great to see you, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And you all know Dr. Melanie Wang.
Hello.
And Dr. Jason Cope.
Hello.
Very good. So this is our second live podcast ever. Our last live podcast was AAO in Miami. Was anyone at that event? Out of curiosity. Hey, I'm shocked. Okay. That was a great one 2 years ago. So this is the sequel. Hopefully, like Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, it will be better. I want to introduce my Illuminate team. Behind me, Skylar Adler here, sound engineer extraordinaire. Let's hear it for Skylar. And to my right, all the way from London, England, Tom O'Grady on the iconic Fender Rhodes here. Play me a little something here, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Yes, we need the music. It wouldn't be an Illuminate podcast without the music, right? I'm looking at the audience. We have such a great group of innovators. Some I know, some have been on the podcast, some I just met, others I haven't met, but innovators in and of themselves. Who do we see here, Brandon?
Oh, man.
Who do we got in the group?
See Justin Hughes, Patrick Brady.
Yes, Pat Brady.
Ulrich Gillis.
Who are you seeing?
Gustavo
Sanchez.
There he is.
Herb Hughes.
Excellent. I have to give a quick shout out. They're probably not listening, but a couple of Illuminate alumni, Dr. Jared Gianquinto. We just did an episode. Jared, give it up for Jared. Do we have Dr. Adam Schulhoff in the house? Is he around?
He's right over there.
He's coming. Okay.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Adam Schulhoff from Grin, the Grinnovator himself. You missed it. I understand it was your birthday recently. Anyone else celebrating a birthday here? Oh, we got to sing. Well, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Adam, thank you for everything you do for the specialty. Jason, what are we drinking here? You're having coffee. I know you rolled in late last night. So, Melanie, tell us about this cocktail.
This was the chef's order for me.
Yeah.
It's a sweet margarita.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
And that's all I know about it.
Are you enjoying it? That's
a
better question.
I am enjoying it. Okay. It looks like the spicy side and the salty side.
Yeah. So we got salt and tahini here. You can ask the bartenders to make this one. I don't know what the tequila is, but it's delicious. A lovely margarita. Oh, Tom, we're playing a little Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett from Florida. All right. A little Margaritaville, folks. Anyway, super excited for the podcast today, folks. Lots of great topics to talk about. Like I said, we're coming from the Ortho Innovation Summit hosted by Kale Lowen. So we're going to be chatting about some of our favorite talks today, right, from the Ortho Innovation Summit. We're going to talk about implementing a digital workflow in your practice, embracing change. I know that was a big theme, and potential challenges of being an early adopter, which I think we've all have faced. We're going to talk about orthodontic technologies that are ripe for innovation. We are going to talk about the future orthodontic practice and what that might look like. And we're going to share some advice for aspiring innovators and inventors out there. But before we dive in, I'd love to learn a little bit more about our panel. We are going to welcome back here Dr. Brandon Owen. Brandon Owen was on episode 5 of the podcast. That was a really great one. I don't know if anyone caught it. If not, please go back in the archives. Brandon, do you remember we recorded that? What was that, like back in 2020?
Yeah, it was 2020 or 2021, one of the two.
Yeah, it was during COVID.
Yep.
We recorded outdoors in a state park,
yep,
6 feet apart because it was before vaccines, and Brandon took his Airstream there. So it was a really fun podcast and learned all about Kale Lowen at that point. But I have to congratulate you, Brandon. You know, there's good news here. You received an honorable mention for the 2024 AAO Innovator Award for the new self-ligating bracket. Is that right?
It is, and it's probably the thing I'm most proud of that we've put out yet. It's
yeah.
It's just a fantastic thing for us and for the specialty.
Yeah. So give it up, people. Come on, Brandon. Yeah. I also want to give a shout out to Liz Suda and Jeff Suda. I think they won for Bright Referral. Anyone using Bright Referral at this point? Looks like a super cool technology. Going to check that out.
Yeah, so they were part of the Ortho Shark Tank event that I judged last
year. Oh, is that right?
And you have to check them out. It's not just a kind of maybe. It's you have to check them out.
A super cool
it's
technology.
Awesome.
So I will be checking that out. Yes. And I'd like to welcome my two panelists to the left. We have not had them on the podcast before, but you're both very well deserving of your own episodes. Would love to have both of you back. All the way from sunny San Diego, Dr. Melanie Wang. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
So I'm Dr. Melanie Wang. Hello, everybody. I have two locations in San Diego, and I have three amazing kids, Tyler, Lucas, and Caroline, otherwise known as TLC 2.0. They are just my world.
Well, welcome, Melanie. And on my end, we have a Texan on the panel. I saw he wore his boots. He rolled in last night. I guess you had a daddy-daughter dance. Is that right, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And please, Jason, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jason Cope. I have been in orthodontics since I was 13. I started in my dad's orthodontic lab and quickly thereafter orthodontic assistant, and I've been doing this for 40 years, and I can't imagine doing anything other than orthodontics, except for the two kids, Izzy and Luca, and that's where I was last night as Izzy's daddy-daughter dance.
And I love the pictures you shared, and amazing talk today. A lot of great content. Jason, I know you, again, came in a little late, so you probably didn't catch as much. But for Melanie and Brandon, what were some of your favorite aspects or talk of the Innovation Summit? Melanie, I'm going to hand it off to you first.
Okay. Well, there were obviously a ton of great classes, but I definitely have to give a shout out to Gustavo Sanchez for his lecture
on
leadership. As anyone who's ever met him, he is just full of energy and light, and I just love it, and I sure learned a lot about leadership. And what really struck me was he was talking about, like, when we're having an issue with an employee, well, we are the ones that planted that seed. We were the ones that watered it. So really, should we be mad at them or take a look at ourselves? So
that was a great talk.
Gustavo.
Way to go, Gustavo. Brandon, over to you.
The fun thing about this meeting is every group of sponsors, every speaker, every attendee, there's just a feel of collegiality and caring amongst the whole group. And so part of it, number one, is the energy of this room is just awesome. The panel for me at the end of the show is probably my highlight because I just have such a tight connection with all of those people. And the hardest part isn't having the technology, it's implementing it. And yes. Being the leader and encouraging the team and driving that in. And so just to see that the way they've really embraced that, and change is hard, but to see what they've done and to see how it's changed and impacted not only their lives, but their families' lives, their patients' lives, and the staff lives, that's probably the most fulfilling. And aside from that, you know, part of the dream of this summit for me, just like the one that we had right before COVID 4 years ago, was just getting people who are forward-thinking all together in one room and the ideas that just blossom from this type of an environment. So more than anything, it's just getting all these people in the same room talking to one another, because I think it's going to drive some neat change going forward.
I think that's certainly one of my favorite aspects to Steve Jobs. And when he set up the Pixar building, he intentionally made it so everyone would meet in the corridors and really smart people would chat and maybe have these chance occurrences and come up with some novel ideas. I have to throw in, I love the talk today by, I'm going to butcher the name, but Jean-Marc Retrouvet. I don't know how my French is, but really interesting technologies out there with ReLU and what he's doing. I thought that was super neat. And Jason, I loved your talk too about digital workflow. We're going to dive into here in a minute, but I want to circle back to something you said, Brandon, about change is hard. I think everyone in this room understands that. I will tell a personal story that we were struggling with some Kaloan rebonds, and the team was ready to throw in the towel, and I called in RJ and Teresa Catton. Are they here? Well, I know RJ's not here. Teresa, woo! And I said, we are not quitting, right? Innovation is not for quitters by any means. It's hard, and there's going to be days that are really rough. Jason, I think you shared a video today, right? I'll let you tell that story.
Yeah, so we had a swimming pool, and when Izzy was 18 months old, we didn't realize they did this even earlier than that. She got survival swimming lessons because we didn't ever want the chance that she got into the pool without one of us around and couldn't at least float. And so the video shows her kicking and screaming and crying day one or two, and it shows her 4 weeks later still kicking and screaming and crying, but she then can be submerged and come up and float, and so she can save herself. And I think that's the way digital technology works, is there are going to be days where you're like, what in the hell did I get myself into? Oh, yeah. And then there are going to be other days where you're like, I cannot imagine going back to plaster or PVS or alginate. There's so many more benefits of the digital process, the digital technology and workflows, that it far outweighs the downsides. But there are days where you question your sanity.
Oh, very much so. I have to give Nick Bradfield, I see you in front of me, quick shout out. I think you said, dabbling is the death of mastery, right? And I told my team, circling back to this story, that innovators don't quit. We have to figure this stuff out. Melanie, I know you use lots of different digital technologies in your office. Have you had days where like you've really questioned, like, should we just give up? Should we throw in the towel?
Of course, we all do when we start off with things. But like I mentioned on the panel, I think about this quote often, and it's, what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while. And if you really want to get the full benefit of whatever appliance, whatever system, if you want to reap the full benefit, you really have to use it every day, go all in, use it all the time in order to reap the full benefits. And I will say, one thing that I forgot to mention in the panel is when I started using Kaloan, I was using ULab at the same time and Grin. And I had this aha moment where, like, what is the task that us orthodontists hate the most? I'll give you a hint. It's the task that you click it done, and it comes right back at you, like a boomerang. Like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
That task.
Are the initials like CC?
I'm not going to say.
Like Chris
but
Setta?
I will say that Kaloan, the setup is so nice because it's like a minute and max 3 minutes for me, and it's like one and done. And I love that. And that was just you know, once I saw the benefits of all these systems, if someone asked me to go back on the task, I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry.
Some systems do have a lot of like back and forth with
it's
the
annoying.
Technician.
It's really annoying.
And I love that KLOAN is like really simple. And then if I need to reach out to someone, like whether it's, you know, Megan Priest or what have you, they're on it. They fix a setup. It's not all this constant back and forth. Do you run into those issues, Jason, too?
Absolutely. You know, an early example from 2016-17 when we first got our scanner is when we would start running behind, we would default to taking impressions because we knew how long it would take.
Interesting.
You could stick it in a bag and pour it up 30 minutes later when you got caught up. I had a friend who was starting an office who was going analog, and I said, I basically gave him everything. Pennies on the dollar, you have to burn the bridge. So you cannot go back to use what you're used to if you ever want to get efficient at the new stuff.
It sounds like me and my three scanners that I have that I was telling people I really, really, really want to get rid of. But I feel like I'd have to, again, go all in because if I just buy one of the scanners that James at Voxel sells, then they might gravitate towards the other ones. So I just have to get rid of my $1,200 monthly fee. It's annoying.
When we come back, in just a moment, more of our conversation with innovators, Drs. Brandon Owen, Melanie Wang, and Jason Cope. Stay with us. You're listening to the Illuminate Orthodontic Podcast live. Kind support for this podcast comes from KL Owen. What if your schedule resembled the simplicity of aligner visits? That's the promise of the KL Owen Custom Digital Solution. Powered by advanced cloud-based software, it transforms your digital workflow investment into practice growth, time efficiency, and reduced stress. Delivering precise control in all three orders, the KL Owen Custom Digital Solution caters to each patient's unique needs, featuring a full custom portfolio including twin brackets, and now launching a custom metal self-ligating solution at the AAO this May. Request a demo at kloanortho.com or visit booth 1819 at the AAO for a firsthand experience of the newest product innovation. Support for this podcast also comes from Voxel. Voxel Dental Solutions is the number one provider of digital orthodontic workflow solutions, offering the industry's top brands, along with several decades of combined experience in the ortho industry. The Voxel team field tests every digital technology to recommend the best tailored solutions for their customers across a comprehensive product line. Voxel specializes in 3D printers, mills, intraoral scanners, digital x-rays, laser welding, thermoforming plastics, and even wire bending robotics. To get started today, please visit voxeldental.com. Support for this podcast also comes from Archform. Archform is an all-in-one platform for digital orthodontic planning. You can plan aligner and braces treatments yourself in their easy-to-use software to make in-office aligners and IDB trays. You can also outsource the planning and manufacturing to them at breakthrough prices. Archform is one of the leaders in digital orthodontics, with over 7 million aligners made and 300 million and counting saved for their customers. Archform is transforming orthodontic practices by allowing doctors to do same-day starts, improving practice profitability, and increasing clinical control for more predictable treatment plans. Check out Archform today at archform.com and get a free trial of their software. Welcome back to our Innovators Roundtable discussion with Drs. Brandon Owen, Melanie Wang, and Jason Cope. I'm going to pose a new question here for the panel. Orthodontic technologies ripe for innovation. I've got some thoughts.
I talked in the morning lecture on the first day about the fact that most industries see an innovative cycle every 7 to 10 years. So you get some level of a notch in improvement. And if you think back to braces, what we are using today across the board as a specialty is it's what we were using in the early 1980s. So we have a 40-year technology gap just in the fixed appliances space alone. And now, you know, when you think about going from the Industrial Revolution where we, you know, a century or more ago, now we had basically a total new transformation in the way we did everything, going from this individual craftsman to more of mass scale and mass production. And so the 2000s have been all about the digital revolution, not the industrial, but the digital. And so it's nice to finally see all these technologies. I mean, it's not just brackets. It's look at everything, big data with Gage and OrthoFi, and we've got 3D printing with Voxel and Grin and dental monitoring. And just looking around the room, there's like so many things right now, so many new tools that will make us so much better. And it's going to make life better for us, for our staff, for our patients. And so the fun thing for me is really navigating how do we actually use it the right way.
Yeah.
Stephen Gardner showed the nail gun instead of a hammer.
Like, right.
The nail gun's so much easier and better, but if you use it like a hammer and pound it against the wall instead of like pressing and actually squeezing the trigger, who cares, right? It's worse.
Yeah. Jason, Melanie, any thoughts?
I'll go. I think it's not just the technology, but the integration. Mm. I've got a lecture on the difference between multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary dentistry.
Yeah.
I think there's a very big difference. It's the same with digital technology. We've got so many of the pieces of the puzzle. It's how do we use all of them together?
Ooh, well said. I like that.
To better the process. Individually, they don't move the needle significantly, but together, collectively, night and day.
Yeah. Melanie, what do you think?
Well, I don't consider myself an innovator amongst all of you.
Oh,
I mean,
please.
I've learned a lot from, but it's definitely inspired me. I'm sure everybody has two or three amazing ideas to put forth. So it's definitely inspirational to see all the different orthodontists with their new ideas.
Awesome. I have to say, sort of just piggybacking too on what Jason was saying, just that integration practice management systems, I think super ripe for innovation. Some of them are a little behind the ball, let's be honest, on getting some of the new things in there. And, you know, we focus a lot on software for moving the teeth and what have you, which is really, at this point, cutting edge. So I think that would be a really great area, if anyone's listening out here in the audience, to check out. A couple more questions, then we're going to wrap it up, get back to the drinks. What will the future orthodontic practice look like? Brandon, what are your thoughts on this?
It's not going to take long for the product adoption curve to embrace, I think, custom solutions, remote monitoring, leveraging big data, leveraging remote staffing, you know, things like OrthoFi and SmileSuite and all these other things where it's so tough to find staff right now and they're getting so expensive that if there's a way to supplement and augment staffing, so many cool things. It's a totally transformative thing. And I would say if you're building an office, don't buy 2D radiography, get a cone beam.
That's a good point, yeah.
If you're building an office, don't big bigger, think smaller, and that's where I'll stop. But there's so much potential right now. It's awesome.
Melanie, what are your thoughts? Future practice.
Well, I think that, of course, time is the most valuable thing that we have to protect, and anything that saves the practitioner, the staff, the patient on time is going to be paramount. And I think about, even though I feel like I adopt a lot of new technologies, I feel like it could be better because Amazon, I think I heard somewhere from one of these lectures, I don't know who said it, that Amazon kind of sets a standard with how rapid it gets things to us. But with my own life, I get a little lazy. Like, for example, I think that the payments with, you know, the barriers to orthodontic treatment and getting the contract signed, well, okay, you know, you're very high tech already if you go from a printed contract and now you're doing something like Orthodox, OrthoFi, one of those electronic treatments. But there is a little bit of a barrier when you have to like write out your checkbook or credit card. So I think maybe that could be a little bit more automated. It just has to be easy for me to do it. Like if you ask me to print anything, I will take 2 weeks to print it, but if it's an electric document, I will sign it literally, and I won't even read it, to be honest. I'll sign it in 2 seconds.
Well, there you go. Jason, any thoughts on the future office?
I agree with what Brandon said. Think smaller, not bigger. We're going to be able to do so much more with fewer staff, when COVID, when somebody leaves or somebody ages out and retires, I think it will be less prone to feel like we have to replace them when the systems are in place that we can utilize better. Equipment across the board, I think the digital is going to allow us to do more with less.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I definitely agree with that sentiment too. I think, you know, gone are the days of the open bay, you know, the 7 to 10 chair office. I think the future ortho office will look actually a little more like a general dentist office, just in the number of chairs, private rooms, and certainly a lot more digital for sure. So final question here, then we're going to wrap up the podcast. Advice that y'all have for people in the audience or listening at home who maybe have ideas for future products or want to get more involved in new technologies. What do you think, Brandon?
I'll go last.
You want to go last? Okay.
I can't help with that at all.
That is not true, Melanie. Melanie, you do so many technologies in that. You
just
do Kaloin.
Do with what I have in front of me, like inventing stuff. No, but I definitely deep dive into my practice management to out like automations and
everything.
Well,
you were telling me about dolphin management before and some of the cool things. So
yeah,
share that.
I just really invest time in learning about my management system. They have this really cool thing called Dolphin Concierge that it sends an email and the patient clicks on their appointment and it books it automatically. I'm really heavily into automations and tying letters and emails to specific appointment types like expanders. Anything I can automate, it just saves time.
Very cool. All right. Jason?
I think when you get involved, I mentioned this in my talk today, digital is not for everybody. The most important question to ask is, what is your personality and what is your staff's personality? There are some staff that they're at the stage in their career where trying to bring in 3D printing may not be the greatest idea. And just because you as the leader want to do it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right time to do it. And when you do it, start simple. If you cannot make a retainer first with digital workflow, you certainly can't make 12 to 25 aligners for a single patient. So start simple, start with the easy stuff, making retainers, and then progress from there.
Yeah. Brandon, okay. Over to you, sir.
So I think you and I have had some great discussions even years ago about making a new invention, bringing it to market. And so in that lens, I would say, man, do I envy you? And I know you envy me, right? The grass is always greener on the other side, right?
The grass is always greener, for sure.
So, you know, Chris with the aligner attachment for elastics, the precise, those being able to find a company to manufacture, distribute, sell, take care of all the other stuff aside from the intellectual property piece of it, it's such a nice path because you still get to be an orthodontist at the end of the day. And man, what a great profession this is, because I took the other path where I started that, and because, you know, there's just corporate turnover at the top, ends up trickling around to pausing projects that I was working on. So I ended up having to learn regulatory, intellectual property, fundraising, all these things that starting a company that took me so far away from the practice of orthodontics at times.
But that, still very impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, lost sleep. What I loved, I chose to be an orthodontist because I wanted family to be the focus of my existence. And when you start your own company, that goes away for a while. And so, you know, I think with a licensing deal, that's a great pathway to go. Don't go to the big companies. Go to, like, number 4 through 10.
That is true,
Don't even bother because they are looking for innovation. They will give you better return rates. Call me. Call Chris. If you want to start out, call me, too. But there's just a plethora of things that to think about even before. Don't talk to anybody till you filed a patent. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, or sign an NDA, I think. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to get a larger company to sign your NDA. So even filing, like, a provisional patent application.
So I think your pathway there is huge. So
yeah. But there's definitely two models. Certainly, I know Brandon feels this way. Feel free to reach out to him or to me. closing thoughts. It's time to wrap it up. I hear everyone's having a good time here. I can't wait to join you. I'll be honest. I want to thank my panel of innovators today. Give it up, everybody. Dr. Jason Cope, Dr. Melanie Wang, Dr. Brandon Owen. Brandon, over to you. If people want to learn more about Kale Owen, where do they go?
Go to our website, KLONbraces at KLONortho.com. I guess I want to say a big thank you to the Illuminate Orthodontic podcast team.
Honored and to you. Be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Not just you, but the team you brought with you. Just top class. Top class. It's been a pleasure getting to hang out with you guys in person. Thanks for what you guys do, because it is huge to have this sense of community and an outlet to really connect with more than people that we can just see in person. So,
Melanie, any upcoming speaking engagements? If people want to reach out to you, how can they get in touch?
They can reach out via my website. I don't have any speaking engagements at the moment.
Yeah, she's available. Just so people know.
Not for AO, though.
Let's get her in there. Jason, I heard a copaesthetic course coming up to learn about in-house aligners, digital workflow, April, right?
Yeah, we've got several courses. We've got our digital workflow for aligners. We've got a retainer-only course and a night guard course. We'll all be available in April, and that's at copaestheticce.com.
Yes. Well, thank you all. Want to thank the sponsors. Give it up, Kale Owen, Voxel, and Archform. This would not have happened without all you. Special thanks to my right here, look at this rock star, Amanda Ballard. Big shout out. I have to give a shout out to the Double Teresas, Teresa Allison, for helping us procure this lovely Rhodes piano here in Austin. Teresa Catton for interviewing me with your tiny microphone. Special thanks to my beautiful wife, she can't be here, Nicole, my family for supporting this pretend radio show that I do every once in a while. Shout out to my Blue Wave team. Oh, thank you, Nick. You're so kind. Another beverage. You read my mind. Gonna bring the Blue Wave team next time, so it's on record. Illuminate team behind me, Skylar Adler on the boards, Tom O'Grady, Fender Rhodes, electric piano, and let's give it up for all of you. So let's cheers, raise your glasses. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy. If you haven't been upstairs to the fourth floor, Arriba Abajo, I highly recommend it. A new restaurant opened up. Check it out. Otherwise, cheers to all of you. Let's drink. Salute. Thank you so much. Jason. Oh, he's still working on his coffee. Stick around for Tom O'Grady on the Fender Rhodes, everybody. Thank you. Let's wrap it up. Thank you. Thank you. You guys killed it. Thanks so much for listening to the Illuminate Orthodontic Podcast. To hear exclusive outtakes, suggest a guest, or sponsor an episode, head over to IlluminateOrthoPodcast.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Chris Setta signing off.
Thank you.